Burn-Kells didn't come back that night, which was for the best. Tim meant to stay on guard, but he was just a boy and exhausted. "I'll close my eyes for a few seconds to rest them," was what he told himself when he lay down on the straw pallet he made for himself behind the door, and it felt like no more than a few seconds, but when he opened them again, the cottage was filled with morning light. His father's axe lay on the floor beside him where his relaxing hand had dropped it. He picked it up, put it back in his belt, and hurried into the bedroom to see his mother. The widow Smack was fast asleep in the Tavares rocker, which she had drawn up close to Nell's bed, her veil fluttering with her snores. Nell's eyes were wide open, and they turned toward the sound of Tim's steps. "Who comes?"
"Tim, Mama."
He sat beside her on the bed. "Has your sight come back, even a little?" She tried to smile, but her swollen mouth could do little more than twitch. "Still dark, I'm afraid."
"It's all right."
He raised the hand that wasn't splinted and kissed the back of it. "Probably still too early." Their voices roused the widow.
"He says true, Nell."
"Blind or not, next year we'll be turned out for sure. And then what?" Nell turned her face to the wall and began to cry. Tim looked at the widow, not sure what to do. She motioned for him to leave.
"I'll give her something to calm her. 'Tis in my bag. You have men to see, Tim. Go at once, or they'll be off to the woods."